From NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, an American businessman in China talks about the nitty-gritty of doing business there. But first,
the meanest and most mean-spirited we can do is to leave our children with a debt that they can't pay.
That's Speaker of the House Dennis Hastert, Republican from Illinois, on the floor of the House of Representatives last night.
We could leave our children with a deficit. Leave our children with a deficit. You're right. You are right. Stand up and clap, because we will leave our children. Can I have some order?
By a vote of 217 to 215, a bill was passed that will cut about $50 billion of spending, mostly from social welfare programs for the poor, students, and farmers. Cuts to Medicaid, for example, will allow states to scale back their coverage and encourage pharmacies to issue generics instead of brand drugs. Interest rates on student loans will increase. The spending reductions will also force thousands of people off food stamps. And there are cuts in foster care and child support spending. 14 Republicans voted against the bill. Democrats unanimously opposed it. Here's Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, Democrat of California.
The Republicans are launching an attack on America's children and America's family, and they are also launching an attack on America's middle class. All of this to give a tax cut to the wealthiest people in our country.
And Republicans fired back. Here's Jim Nussle of Iowa, chairman of the House Budget Committee.
The Democrats act like this is the government's money that we're talking about here tonight. This isn't the government's money. Mr. Speaker, this is the hardworking taxpayers' money.
The Senate has already passed its version of the bill, and now the two houses must come up with a compromise that's expected next month.